Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast, prepared for Friday, May 30th, 2008. It's a gorgeous day here in South Central Pennsylvania. It's a joy to share the Lord's Word with you. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Today's message is titled, Praise the Lord. The scripture text is from 2 Chronicles 20, verse 21.
After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to give praise to Him for the splendor of His holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, Give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever.
When you're in trouble and face a desperate situation, what do you do? Do you worry and fret? Well, I readily confess that this is my built-in emotional default in response to troubles. But when I go to the faithful one who promises that, quote, I can do all things through him who strengthens me, end quote, I suddenly remember that there is no obstacle too great or complex for me to overcome. A fresh example of this came via email 2 days ago from a faithful reader and personal friend. It blessed us, and I believe David's message will touch your heart as well. We share his story with his permission. I'm going to have Brooksine read his story today.
David writes, My heart and prayers go out to you both as Brooksine recovers. I thought that I might share a story. 17 months ago, my wife Kelly was in a catastrophic car accident that crushed her hip and broke her pelvis in 7 places. Kelly was in the hospital for 3 weeks. From the very first moments after I got word of the accident, I felt devastated. Kelly and I have always been close, and the thought of losing her seemed to be overwhelming. And yet, as I look back, I was remarkably calm. I had to be, because at no point in our relationship had Kelly needed me more. As the days ground on into weeks and months, I was called to serve Kelly as never before, giving her constant and intimate care. God used this time to deepen my love for her. In fact, I can't write this without my eyes welling with tears. As a result of this accident, our relationship to each other and to God has deepened, and we have experienced blessing as never before. Kelly recovered amazingly quickly, defying the odds and the doctor's projections. She still has some lingering after effects and occasionally walks with a slight limp. Yet she states that she would gladly go through the pain and difficulty of the recovery all over again to experience the blessings that God has given us. Indeed, God can and does use all things for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purposes.
That is a wonderful story. Dave is a friend that I had visited several years ago when I visited a local company as a chaplain. He's since moved on from that company, and I've since moved on from the agency we worked with, but it's neat how through email we stayed in touch as he's a recipient of these daily messages. The obstacles and major challenges we face in life give us opportunity to trust God, not ourselves, when we must go forward and conquer the issue at hand.
The context of our scripture text reveals a desperate situation faced by the people of God under King Jehoshaphat.
They stood opposite a vast army, and militarily the situation seemed hopeless. Jehoshaphat's response, his prayer, and the preparations are a great biblical lesson for all of us when we face difficult situations.
Perhaps his strangest move militarily was to appoint singers to go before the army. I would imagine to secular war planners this would be considered an insane military move, along with the conquest plans for Jericho and David's sling. Earlier in the account, in a word from the prophet Jehaziel, God had declared, quote, You will not have to fight the battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. End quote.
Powerful verse. Well, the singers were to say, quote, Give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever. I suppose that was to be repeated over and over. This strategy worked in a most unexpected way. The very next verse states, quote, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes, end quote. God, in a marvelous and unexpected way, effected deliverance for his people. And that's how he often works on our behalf as well.
Consider the battles that you are facing in life. There's a great principle in today's text. When we praise the Lord as an act of faith and obedience, we get our eyes off the situation and on to God.
We have an oft-repeated promise in the Scriptures to claim. The Lord will be with you. And indeed He will. The song, Praise the Lord, sung by the Imperials, was popular in the early 80s. Perhaps some of you old-timers like us now have heard it. Well, we have an audio version up today, and may the recollection of this song bless and encourage you today.
Let's pray together. Father, when we face struggles with a confident heart instead of a cringing fear, we give testimony to your active power in our lives. There is nothing that we cannot overcome by your grace as you work out the details and the timing. A whining spirit only leads to self-pity, while a thankful heart visualizes a hopeful outlook. Our confidence grows as we look beyond the current crises to our great Deliverer, who has done so many wondrous works that the whole world is not big enough to contain the books that would describe your miraculous delivering power. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that prayer with us today, and it's a joy for those of you that have chosen to click on our podcast whenever you happen to be listening to it. We are about 9:30 this Friday morning here in our home where we prepare these messages. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Friday, May 30th, 2008. We do have a couple photos on the site today. One, a beautiful photo taken by our friend Nancy Martin of a black locust tree in bloom. I'm not that familiar with that tree, but there's certainly beautiful blooms. And then just a few minutes ago, I went out in our backyard and took a photo of our mountain laurel plant, a plant I normally associate with being in the wild along the mountainsides along our highways, but we have a plant our previous owner, I believe was a previous owner, planted in our backyard. Brooksine says yes. And it has really beautiful blooms on it up close. Well, not unexpected, but we have some music we suggest today that we hope would bless you. We do have that Imperial song. It's available as a video today, and actually the Imperials that sung it back in the early 80s. We also have some other music available as audios today, just some beautiful praise music. And there's no shortage, of course, of praise music, but we found four or five songs that we thought supplemented the message that would bless you today. Finally, I want to share a riddle that I heard yesterday. We're about our chaplain work in a company near New Holland, Pennsylvania, and a fella asked this question. Methuselah was the oldest living man recorded in the Bible, yet he died before his father. Now think about that. I'll repeat it. Methuselah was the oldest living man recorded in the Bible, yet he died before his father. Now the question is, how could this be? If you're interested in pondering upon that and telling us, we have a link to a contact page for our site. Otherwise, I'll answer the question Monday. Now, I have to admit, I just might forget to answer it in the podcast. I'll try to remember, but it will be on the website on Monday. Well, thanks for joining us. It's a joy to share God's Word with you today. And once again, we remind you to praise the Lord.